won't you stay a little while? I never thought I'd see the day I had to say goodbye. Daddy, please don't go. I can't do this on my own. There's no way that I can walk this road alone. Daddy grabbed my hand and said, just 'cause I'm leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side when you need me and you can't see me in the middle of the night. Just close your eyes and say a prayer. It's okay, boy, I ain't scared. I won't be here, but I'll always be right there. Even though I'm leaving, I ain't going nowhere.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. As President-elect Donald Trump plans his inauguration next month, there are some potential new wrinkles, says ABC's Mary Bruce.
Donald Trump has invited Chinese President Xi to attend his inauguration next month, an unusual move. And he also plans to invite other world leaders as well. But we've just learned that Chinese President Xi is declining that invitation, though he could send another high-level official in his place.
Final days of President Biden's term in office, and he's carried out the largest single-day act of clemency in American history, commuting the sentences of about 1,500 people. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Turkey said there's a growing consensus in the region to support the Syrian people following the ouster of Bashar Assad. Sources tell ABC News prosecutors in New York are presenting evidence to a grand jury as they work to secure an indictment against the suspected killer of the United Healthcare CEO and a monster wintry storm leaving a mess from Wisconsin to Rhode Island. This is ABC News.
The holidays are upon us, and you know what that means. It's a crazy, stressful time of year. That's why I want to tell you about Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, with 7 proven forms of magnesium to target every system in your body. Don't let stress and burnout ruin your holidays. Get Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers and give your body the magnesium it craves. It's the perfect gift for yourself or a loved one this holiday season. For an exclusive offer, go to bioptimizers.com/radio and use promo code radio during checkout to save 10% and transform your health. That's bioptimizers.com/radio.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to GetCash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. GetCash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from the Milk Business Conference with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit gains in the milk markets, January up 60 to 2012, February up 53 to 2002, March up 47 to 2001, April up 39 to 1965. Cheese markets were higher, barrels up 5.5 to 173, 40-pound blocks up 3.75 to 178 and 3/4, 4 trade a barrel, 6 trade a block on the day, cash butter down 0.25 to 252.5. No trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 0.5 to 137.75. 7 trades on the day. Dry way up 1.75 to 76.75. No trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets were mostly lower on the day. Some of this was just some technical selling at resistance levels, as cash markets were anywhere from steady to $2 higher. Now, hog markets found technical buying. Contracts were higher after falling substantially earlier this week, but consumer demand continues to plague the market, at least a weakness in that demand. The big drop earlier this week was viewed as a buying opportunity. December live cattle down 12 cents to 192.12. January feeder cattle down 70 cents to 258.35. December hogs up 5 cents to 83.55. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets mostly lower spread trades softened, and there was a lack of any type of fresh bullish news. Soybean futures were mixed. There was some light selling on deferred contracts, but there was some firm spread action as well. There's really not a lot of new fresh news to really move the markets one way or the other. Wheat markets, though, they were mostly lower, but they continue to stay above nearby support levels. Black Sea conditions should remain supportive to dormancy of that wheat crop. December corn down 6 1/4 to 431 3/4. New crop down 2 1/4 to 441 3/4. January beans up 1/4 to 995 3/4. December wheat down 4 3/4 to 538 3/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 387, January 390, new crop 382. Cash beans 916, January 921, February 918, new crop 924. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash January and February corn all at 403.5, March 405.5. Big River or Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 403 and January 403. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 388, new crop 391, cash beans 915, new crop 939. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 391, new crop 392, cash beans 911, new crop 924. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 416, April 432, May 434, new crop 402, cash beans 972, April 977, May 980, new crop 956. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 390, new crop 383, cash beans 924, new crop 941. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 175 to 198, Holstein fed cattle 162 to 176, market cows 92 to 122, bulls 120 to 150, calves at 225 to 975, beef steers 240 to 405, Holstein steers 192 to 317. Sheep markets, market lambs 160 and down, light lambs 175 and down, ewes 85 and down, rams 75 and down, goat markets, doe and bucks 200 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 180 to 192, finished beef heifers 180 to 192.50, finished dairy steers 165 to 174, market cows 93 to 117, market bulls 125 to 151. Market hogs at Zumbrota 42.50 to 71, light sows 41.75 to 45.50, heavy sows 42.50 to 48, boars 15 to 23. That is a check of market. It's reporting from the Milk Business Conference. I'm Brian Winnekins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Something magical happens when you unbox the best of British TV with BritBox. Stream acclaimed series starring Olivia Colman, Idris Elba, Sophie Turner, Matthew McFadyen, and more of Britain's brightest talent. See what's inside. Discover something remarkable and uncover what perhaps you were looking for all along. Unbox BritBox and stream the best of British TV. Start your free trial at BritBox.com.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest. The last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the...
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it. And now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your...
windshield wipers. eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 16 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, breezy with some freezing rain, sleet, and snow after midnight. Our low 13 tomorrow. Some freezing rain and snow, a bit breezy with a high right around 33. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 below.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
After 3 good years together, we had our first big fight. So she went to her mother's and I went for a drive. Down an old familiar highway, just a few miles out of town, to that run-down one-room tavern that used to be my stomping ground. Well, I pulled in the driveway, you know it all still looked the same, and I couldn't wait to down a few and hear that jukebox ring. But as I walked in through the doorway, well, there stood some kind of maitre d'. Well, he looked me up and he looked me down, said, "May I help you, please?" And I said, "What you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Why's everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new bar. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song." Well, I look back to the corner where the jukebox once stood around. Some clown was playing records too fast, too long, and too loud. And it must have been a big mistake to try and speak my mind. So as they were asking me to leave, I cried out one more time, "What'd you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on? Everybody wearing suits and ties. From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new bar don't have a single burn. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song. I guess I don't belong without a jukebox and a country song."
The snow is falling, it's Christmas Eve. Presents are wrapped under the tree. Is there one for me?
I only want you for Christmas, baby. I don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, baby. Tie a ribbon around yourself. Oh, tie a ribbon around yourself. I write no letter to send north to the pole. It's what I'm wanting this year. Saint Nick don't need to know. I only want you for Christmas, babe. I don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, baby. Tie a ribbon around yourself. Oh, tie a ribbon around yourself. Oh, pick it, Rudolph. What about it, Frosty? So put on your Christmas stocking. I'll find that mistletoe. Let's get into the holiday spirits. Honey, ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. I only want you for Christmas, baby. I don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, baby. Tie a ribbon around yourself. I only want you for Christmas, baby. Don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, baby. Tie a ribbon around yourself. Oh, tie a ribbon around yourself.
Casting out your favorite country songs all day long on Real Country 1430.
I was driving through Georgia in late July on a day hot enough to make the devil sigh. I saw a homemade sign written in red, Rhine County Watermelon Festival ahead. I wasn't in a hurry, so I slowed down. Took a two-lane road to a one-horse town. There was a party going on. When I got there, I heard a welcome speech from a small-town man. He said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the water. When the band started playing the Watermelon Queen, said, let me show you something that you ain't never seen. She grabbed me by the arm, said, come on, let's go. She dipped down, spun around, and do-si-do. She rocked back on her heels, dropped down to her knees, crawled across the floor. She jumped back on her feet. She wiggled and she jiggled. Beat all you ever saw. Said, this is how you do the watermelon crawl. She said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Down in Georgia round about July, if you ain't in a hurry, then you ought to stop by. I can guarantee that you're gonna have a ball learning how to do the watermelon crawl. Well,
crawl.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins from the Milk Business Conference. And coming up next hour, we'll have our newsmaker segment. We'll continue our coverage from the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's annual convention that was held over the weekend. Also, our ag weather forecast as well. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Farm income is still projected to decline for fiscal year 24. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
USDA has released new farm income forecast numbers, and while they're not drastically different from previous reports this year, they seem to be taking on more meaning the closer we get to the end of the calendar year. Carrie Litowski, senior economist with the USDA Economic Research Service, says farm income is on the decline.
Net cash farm income for calendar year 2024 is forecast to decline $1.8 billion or 1% relative to 2023 in nominal dollars. Net farm income is forecast to decline $6 billion or 4%.
She points to cash receipts as one of the main culprits.
Much of this decline in net income follows cash receipts from commodity sales, which in total are expected to decrease $4 billion or almost 1% in 2024 due to lower receipts for crops.
Litkowski says other forms and sources of farm income are also dropping, but there's an offset.
Direct government payments are forecast to decrease $1.7 billion or almost 14% from 2023 to 2024. Total production expenses are forecast to decrease $8 billion or almost 2%, moderating somewhat the expected declines in income.
Looking at the farm balance sheet, it's showing more of a mixed bag.
Farm sector assets, debt, and equity are each forecast to increase by about 5% in 2024. For farm businesses, average net cash farm income is forecast to decrease 3% following the sector level expectations. And lastly, we'll take a look at those households that operate a farm, where median total farm household income is forecast to increase 2.7% to $100,634 in 2024.
Economic Research Senior Economist Carrie Luchtowski. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins, Agriculture America, presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 16 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, breezy with some freezing rain, sleet, and snow after midnight. Our low 13 tomorrow. Some freezing rain and snow, a bit breezy with a high right around 33. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 below.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. All brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. Served and the battle will rage. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And a statue of a Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'll brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. Of my red, white, and blue.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. We're reporting from the Milk Business Conference going on this week. We'll have reports and interviews from the Milk Business Conference here coming up next week during the Morning Farm Report. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Steffes Group. See the full lineup of farm and construction auctions at steffesgroup.com. Big changes are on the horizon for Smithfield Foods, one of the largest pork producers in the world. Two announcements in the past week have shifted the company's trajectory, and I'll have the details when we come back. Attention farmers, ranchers, and construction professionals. It's time to gear up for 2025. Whether you're upgrading your operation, expanding your fleet, or finding the right tools to take your business to the next level, Steffes Group has you covered. With auctions happening throughout December, you'll find a wide variety of high-quality equipment, from tractors and combines to construction machinery, trucks, and more. Bid with confidence, knowing you're working with a trusted leader in the auction industry, backed by decades of auction expertise. Go to steffesgroup.com now to check out all of the December auctions. Have items to sell? There's still time to list with Steffes Group. Whether you have one item or an entire fleet, our team is dedicated to helping you maximize your returns while reaching our extensive network of qualified buyers across the country. Visit steffesgroup.com today. That's steffesgroup.com. Smithfield Foods processes roughly 30 million hogs each year. It's widely regarded as the world's largest pork processor and hog producer, and the company made headlines in 2013 when it was acquired by the WH Group. At the time, this was the largest sale of a U.S. company to one based in China. Last Friday, shareholders of the WH Group, Smithfield's parent company still, voted overwhelmingly to approve a spinoff and U.S. listing for Smithfield Foods. The proposal passed with more than 99% of the votes in favor, paving the way for Smithfield to become a separately traded company on either the New York Stock Exchange or NASDAQ. Now, this vote signals a shift in Smithfield's business strategy. Industry analysts believe this move could allow the company to focus more on U.S. operations and streamline its focus as a consumer packaged goods company. The chairman of WH Group said, quote, "The spinoff is an opportunity to unlock value and bring Smithfield closer to its core markets." However, not everyone is sold on the idea. Critics point out the challenges of entering the U.S. public markets amid fluctuating hog prices and increasing regulatory scrutiny. One financial analyst noted, quote, "While this listing could offer Smithfield greater capital flexibility, it also exposes the company to increased volatility in the commodity markets." On the production side, Smithfield also announced a groundbreaking deal with Murphy Family Ventures that will reestablish the Murphy family as one of the largest independent pork producers in the U.S. Under this new agreement, Murphy Family Ventures will take ownership of 150,000 sows and the market hogs they produce, roughly 3.2 million hogs annually. This arrangement keeps Smithfield as a partner, providing feed and transportation services while allowing the Murphy family to operate independently once again. Del Murphy, CEO of Murphy Family Ventures, called the agreement a return to their roots, saying, quote, "We've enjoyed our relationship with Smithfield over the past 24 years and look forward to restoring our heritage as an independent producer." I'll have more details after this.
Hey everybody, it's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
The pork industry in the United States continues to be a landscape of change, with Smithfield Foods now pushing toward an initial public offering of its U.S. business units while spinning off nearly 10% of their annual production to Murphy Family Ventures. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Steffes Group. See what 80 years of auction experience can do for you at steffesgroup.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
His eyes are cold and restless, and his wounds have almost healed. And she'd give half of Texas just to change the way he feels. Well, she knows his love's in Tulsa, and she knows he's gonna go. Well, it ain't no woman, flesh and blood, it's that damned old road he go. Oh, well, it's bones and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's a white in his knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. She does her best to hold him when his love comes to call. But his need for it controls him, and her back's against the wall. And it's so long, girl, I'll see you when it's time for him to go. You know the woman wants her cowboy like he wants his rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white of the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the rain and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It'll drive a cowboy crazy, it'll drive a man insane. And he'll sell off everything he owns just to pay to play her game. And a broken home and some broken bones is all he'll have to show. For all the years that he spent chasing this dream they call rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white in the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It's the bronc and the blood, it's the steers and the mud, and they call the thing rodeo. Wow. We'll be right back. The rumor you heard about me loving you, well, I never told a soul. So tell me how the whole world knows. It must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it you love me too. Well, I've got a ring and a plan, but I see you're on to what I'm gonna ask. Well, I've never said a thing. Tell me what gave it away. Must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it you love me too. Must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it it must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it you love me too. Yes, you do. I heard it too.
Wishing you and your family a happy holiday season from all of us at Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
God bless Texas. Texas.
God bless Texas. God bless Texas. Life been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful. The fire is so delightful, and since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've bought some corn for popping. The lights are turned away down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins. Solar panels are showing up on more farm fields throughout rural America. Kelly Wilford is the Farm Management Outreach Specialist for the University of Wisconsin Extension Service. She says there are a lot of solar panels in Wisconsin, and farmers who might be looking into the topic need to do their homework.
The Solar Energy Industries Association tells us that we've got about 2,500 megawatts of solar already in place here in Wisconsin, which a megawatt's about 5 to 7 acres. So somewhere in the realm of 13,000 acres, not saying they're necessarily farmland acres, but in general acres of solar that's already here and happening. And they say that in the next 5 years, they're expecting another 4,500 megawatts, I believe. So certainly you can see how that acreage would add up quickly. Farmers seem to be interested in it to some extent, I should say farmers or landowners, from the perspective that those dollar signs look pretty enticing. But there is a lot more in those contracts besides just the dollar. So we always encourage folks to take a good look at it with your lawyer and then keep an eye out for anything that might trip you up long term.
She says farmers should have a legal representation during the negotiating process and get all of the answers that you need up front. Bovine tuberculosis has been confirmed in a steer from South Dakota that was at a packing plant in Wisconsin. South Dakota State Veterinarian Dr. Beth Thompson says the infected steer was first identified in late October by meat inspectors during a routine inspection at the plant, and records linked the steer to a Hamlin County, South Dakota feedlot that marketed the animal. Thompson says the TB infection was confirmed by the National Veterinary Surveillance Laboratory in Iowa last week. Thompson says their office is working with the feedlot owner, USDA officials, area veterinarians, and other producers who may have sold animals purchased by the feedlot to locate the steer's original source herd. She also notes that precautions are being taken to protect the health of South Dakota's cattle industry. Thompson says bovine TB isn't a threat to U.S. food safety because of milk pasteurization and comprehensive meat inspection programs. Greg Dowd, president and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation, says his group thanks the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee for recognizing dairy's role in a healthy diet. The committee continued to recommend 3 servings of dairy for Americans 2 years and older. The committee's scientific review showed that reducing or eliminating dairy from the diet leads to undernourishment and key nutrients for millions of Americans, Dowd said. The review also made clear that expanding the food group to include additional plant-based alternative beverages outside of fortified soy is not supported by scientific evidence. This is especially important as the dietary guidelines greatly affect the food options available to children through school meals and other nutrition programs. We're disappointed that the committee only recommends consumption of unflavored milk, especially as they acknowledge that flavored milk contains beneficial nutrients and that they didn't find any connection between flavored milk and obesity risk, he's added. The Minnesota Pork Board has donated almost 92,000 meals to Second Harvest Heartland, the Upper Midwest's largest hunger relief organization. The donation reflects a continuing partnership between the organizations who are working together to provide high-quality protein and hunger relief to their state and region. The donation was presented by Olympic athletes Cassidy Cook and Sarah Bacon, active partners in the hashtag Cookin' Bacon promotion run by the Minnesota Pork Board. We're so grateful for the Minnesota Pork Board's continuing partnership, but it's especially needed this year as neighbors deal with rising costs, said Allison O'Toole, CEO of Second Harvest Heartland. Prices for necessities like energy, housing, health care, and child care continue to climb, and the more we pay those prices, the smaller our grocery budgets can get. Todd Selvick, vice president of the Minnesota Pork Board of Directors, said he'd like to thank Second Harvest Heartland for feeding families in Minnesota and the Midwest. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from the Milk Business Conference. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 16 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, breezy with some freezing rain, sleet, and snow after midnight. Our low 13 tomorrow. Some freezing rain and snow, a bit breezy with a high right around 33. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 below.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Starting to worry, I was finally getting old. put me through. So why don't you send me your photograph? It'd hurt a lot less than taking you back. And I could still have my favorite part of you. Cause you're easy on the eyes, hard on the heart. You look so good, but the way things look ain't the way they are. Better say goodbye before this goes too far. Cause now I realize you're easy on the eyes, hard on the heart.